Agenda item number 12, Mr. Briggs.
This is the low-threat and general discharges cases item that we have on every agenda. We don't have very many cases on here today. First one is just advising you of enrollment of a winery in Paso Robles under the general waste discharge requirements permit. We have the University of California Santa Cruz Long Marine Laboratory with the proposal to enroll a pilot desal plant up in with the city of Santa Cruz under that general permit, and if the board does not object, we will do so. I understand we have concurrence from the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary as far as doing so. If that's true, that's fine, Michael.
Mike Higgins, we didn't receive anything. We were told we were going to get something from them, but we didn't receive anything. But the comments, we were told by Marine Sanctuary staff that the comments were for the purpose of clarification and that they did not oppose staff's action.
Okay. Thank you. And then we have an underground tank case in Carpinteria that's recommended for closure. And the reason that it's not a staff closed case is because they do not meet the water quality objectives outright, but we provide our rationale here for why we think this is an appropriate case for a low-risk closure of the case. So unless the board objects, we will proceed with closure activities for that case. Are there any questions on those three?
Any board questions, comments? Okay, looks like none.
Just one other thing I want to mention is that the State Board has undertaken a review of some of the underground tank cases in our region. I think we have 10 or a dozen or so cases that the State Board picked out, and I think one of their criteria is that they're long-standing cases. And I know with one of the cases, it happens to be the site. I don't know the actual name of it, but it's the one that's famous as having the James Dean Memorial up there with a store off Highway 41 or 46. And the State Board suggested that we close that one, and we declined because more recent groundwater monitoring indicates that the concentrations are actually going up. There's a monitoring well on the site that's used for water supply that's threatened by those contaminants, and so we said thank you very much, but we declined to close that case. I just want to let you know, though, that the State Board is reviewing cases on a statewide basis, and they just provide recommendations. It's up to us to consider their recommendations and then go from there. Thanks.
Okay. Any other comments or questions by the board? All right.